God says, get dressed. We're going for a walk. We're going for a long walk. This is a walk that's never going to end, but you got to be dressed for walking. I don't know about you. When I go to the gym, I have gone upstairs where they got the treadmills and the exercise bikes and the elliptical things, and I have yet to see anybody walking or running on a treadmill wearing an evening gown and high heels. And I've been there a lot. I have yet to see it. I have yet to see some guy walking or running on the treadmill wearing a three-piece suit and a necktie and wingtip shoes. Bill, you're a trainer. Have you ever seen that at the gym? No, thank you. Praise God. You'd be insane to wear an evening gown and high heels. Well, especially if you're a guy. But if you're a girl, you're of course, if you're in New York, you never know what you're going to see. You would be insane to wear an evening gown and high heels to go run 5 miles on a treadmill in. You would either stumble and fall and get thrown across the room by the treadmill, or you would collapse from exhaustion. I have never tried to run 5 miles in a three-piece suit with a necktie and wingtips, but I can speculate that it's not a whole lot of fun. I'm sure at some point that tie would be choking your air you would die. You would just fall over and die at some point because it would you just can't do it. You're not dressed for walking. If you're going to walk with Christ, you got to be dressed to walk with Christ. Praise God. So the Bible says if we want to follow Jesus, we got to take off some things and we got to put on some things. Number one, Paul says this: take off the filthy clothes of revelry and drunkenness. Take it off. It's done, man. Put that behind you. It is so yesterday. It is so 5 years ago. 5 minutes ago. It ought to be 5 years ago. I'm not saying don't celebrate, don't enjoy fellowship. I'm not saying don't laugh and carry on and have a good time. Man, I have not laughed and carried on since I knew Christ. Since I came to know Christ, I laugh and carry on multiple times greater than I ever laughed or carried on before I knew him. I got joy now. I got a reason to celebrate now. I'm not just trying to numb the pain, man. I got joy now. But we don't have to party like the world parties. We don't have to get, you know, three sheets to the wind and disgusting and puking all over the place and stumbling around like an idiot. I think about the way I must have looked to some people back in the day, man. What an idiot I was. And I thought that was cool. Give me a break. Man, as Bugs Bunny would say, what a maroon. Man. Put it away. It's inappropriate. We are called to something higher, are we not? Amen. Praise God. Amen. God has called us to a different walk. Put it away and put on Christ. Take it off. Don't hang it up. Don't stuff it back in the drawer. You don't need it anymore. Take it off. Throw it out. And put on Christ. Number two, Paul said if we're going to follow Christ, we need to take off the filthy clothes of lust and lewdness because it is inappropriate. Our God is a holy God, and he calls us to be holy as he is holy. When we think of ourselves, when we think of our activities over the last week, does the word holiness come to mind as a descriptor? Do we think of ourselves? Probably words like, well, busy, distracted, you know, tired. But does the word holiness come? Can you say that if you walked in the holiness and the beauty of holiness this week, the joy of holiness with the contentment and peace that brings, that you're not encumbered with regret over things that you've done or said or looked at or engaged in? God doesn't want you living in that regret and fear. He wants to set you free. He says, take that stuff off, chuck it away, and put on Christ. When I was a teenager, I thought, well, holiness, I can't imagine anything more boring than that. Because my life was consumed with sin. But I'm not there anymore. My life is consumed with Christ now. I pray it would be even more so. And so I want to put him on. There is a beauty to holiness, the Bible says. There's a freedom in holiness. There's power in holiness. I have not regretted one minute of holiness that I have had in my life. Can I say that very plainly? If you're just sitting here thinking, John, oh, God, please, are you done yet? Can I tell you, please, hear me. I do not regret one moment spent in holiness before God. I am on my face in gratitude that he would give me the grace to walk in such a wonderful, thrilling, exciting, beautiful, and joyous, wholesome place to be. I like being made whole. I like being a man who does not have a conflicted mind, split in two with a divided heart. I love it when God gives me the grace to simply walk with him. No regrets. It's fun. Praise God. Ask Missy. Is your husband, is he like, a boring person? Is he just like mope around the house all the time trying to be holy and stuff? Heck no. It's like I wish he would settle down once in a while. The Bible says if we want to follow Jesus, we need to put away strife and envy. Don't need those things anymore. I remember I used to be so proud of how mean I could be if I got mad. Don't get me mad. Oh, yeah, I'm a nice guy, but don't get me mad. And I would be arrogant about that. I'd chew somebody out at a store because they didn't serve me right, and I'd give them all kinds of heck, and I'd be so proud of myself. Told him, yeah, he won't treat me like that again. That is so 5 years ago, man. That is so, what, how long have I been saved now, 30 years? That is so 30 years ago. Take it off. Throw it out. You don't have to be mean. We were eating dinner at Panera Bread last night. Wonderful restaurant. And they royally messed up Missy's sandwich, which was not like them. They're usually done. I love Panera Bread, man. They got great food there. But she ordered a chicken sandwich. I think the chicken left before they put the bread together. It had tomato sauce, it had cheese, it had seasonings, but you're like, where's the meat? We opened the thing up, there was a couple shreds of chicken in there. We're like, this is not a chicken sandwich. This is like, bread with a fantasy or something. And the manager, first the waitress came over and said, how is everything? Well, what do you say when the waitress says, how is everything?
Fine.
We're like, wow, man, it's pretty great. My sandwich was great, but my wife's, what did Matt say? Wasn't a whole lot of chicken on that sandwich. And she was like, oh, well, let me get the manager. So we get carrying on, and Missy goes, actually had gone out and gotten a bagel to replace it because she was hungry. Before too long, the manager comes over. Hey, you guys, glad to see you. How is everything? Matt's like, well, wasn't a whole lot of chicken on that sandwich. You ought to do that sometime. And if you're not satisfied, tell the guy. He says, how is it? Don't say fine. Tell him, well, you don't have to. But you know what? We didn't have to jump down his throat. We didn't have to rip his head off and spit down his throat and make him feel that small. We said, you know what? We love this place. Man, you guys are so gracious and nice. I had Chipotle chicken, man. I told him, I said, man, my sandwich rocked, man. It was great. I loved it. And Matt and Laura, like, man, these salads were great. And they were. They were beautiful. They were just overflowing the plate and everything. We said, man, you got great stuff. But, as long as you're asking, Missy's sandwich didn't have much meat on it at all. I mean, it was like hardly any chicken on that thing.